Well, what's up, New Orleans? What's up across the Gulf South? What's up to you listening wherever you are across the world at WWL.com, the radio.com app. Welcome back to the show. We had a week off. We are back, and we've got a great one for you tonight. The Saints back in the driver's seat in the NFC. Can they stay there, though, as the Rams tied with them? We're going to fire up the playoff prediction machine. We're going to update our power rankings here in just a little bit. And, of course, they were talking about this during Sports Talk, but the MVP race has come down to two guys, Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes. And there's a little bit of a dichotomy between what the experts think and what Las Vegas thinks. We'll get into that in a little bit. And that is our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll tonight. Simple, who is the NFL's MVP, Brees or Mahomes? Cast your vote, WWL.com, radio.com app, and we'll get into that. Got a great lineup of guests for you. Nick Underhill coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've also got Gary Smith to talk Tulane later in the show. Ollie Cosell of the Bird Rights to talk about the struggling, floundering Pelicans. And Nate Davis of USA Today Sports to talk about everything NFL. But let's start it off by talking about the Saints here. And open lines the first half hour for you on any Saints topic you want. You want to talk Brees, Mahomes, you want to talk about the Saints offense, 504-260-1870 is the phone number, and the text line is 870-870. I was talking to Deuce McAllister yesterday, and I also spoke to Bobby Hebert about this, but I think Deuce actually probably said this best when I was talking to him, and these are published quotes, so I'm not telling you anything that you don't know if you haven't read WWL.com yet. We got to talking about the Saints offense and their quote-unquote struggles, end quote, the last couple of weeks, and I put those in air quotes because when you talk about NFL offenses putting up 28 points one week and 10 points the next, usually you wouldn't bat an eye at that. You'd say, okay, 10 points, that's a down week, 28 points the next. They're back on there. That's well above the league average for points per game. Everything looks to be going right. But we have seen an absolute flip out from the Saints fan base over the past 48 hours after what happened on Sunday. 25 points in the second half, 28 points against Tampa Bay on the road in the rain. And now people are actually questioning here, both locally and I see this nationally, is the Saints offense falling apart? Are there problems that can't be fixed? Are teams figuring out this offense? Well, that's a little interesting here. Deuce McAllister says fans are spoiled. Says fans expecting 40 points a game, Madden-like numbers every single week, ridiculous. It can't happen. Got to tip your expectations a little bit. Sean Payton yesterday echoed those comments and said the same thing. Hey, we're playing against NFL teams here. They're going to take some stuff away, especially when it gets late into the season. They've got a lot of film on you. That's why late in the season and into the playoffs, traditionally, defenses have been more important. Defenses start to figure out offenses. Defenses have more film on these prolific, dynamic, explosive offenses. The weather gets colder, that plays a part. There's a reason that the old adage was defense wins championships. Somebody just didn't pull that out of a hat. There's reasons for it. But anybody who thinks the Saints are struggling offensively, let me just give you a little comparison to some of the other prominent teams right now in the National Football League. The Saints, in their last 3 weeks, 28 points against the Bucs, 10 points against the Cowboys, 31 points against the Falcons. The Patriots, in their last 3 weeks, 10 points at the Titans, got blown out. 27 points at the terrible Jets. 24 points at home against the Vikings. Saints are averaging more points over that span than the Patriots. They're playing better defenses than the Patriots did. Nobody's flipping out over the Patriots offense, not even after what happened against the Miami Dolphins. How about Dallas? The Dallas Cowboys, who are now becoming the talk of the NFL because, well, it's Dallas. And, well, they kind of deserve it after running off this winning streak and looking like they have one of the better defenses in the National Football League. The Dallas Cowboys have scored over 30 points one time in the last 7 weeks. One time. 14 points against the Titans. 22 points against the Falcons, 13 points against the Saints. I haven't heard a peep negatively the last 4 or 5 weeks about the Dallas offense. All I hear is Dak Prescott playing better. Amari Cooper dynamic, making that offense better. They're getting back to running the football. Ezekiel Elliott, that offensive line, unstoppable. How about Matt Nagy's offense up in Chicago? They're one of the talks of the NFL, deservedly so after what they're doing this season, running away with that division. Here's some of their scores over the past handful of weeks. 15 points this weekend against the Rams. They won that game. I don't hear anybody complaining in Chicago. 27 points to the Giants, they scored. 23 points against the Lions. 25 points against the Vikings. And you know what's interesting about the Saints in comparison to those three teams? And really the Saints in comparison to any other team in the National Football League over the last 5 weeks? The Saints have the best defense points per game-wise in that time span in the National Football League. Under 18 points a game they're allowing. They're good against the run. They're good against the pass. They're forcing turnovers. And they're playing complementary football to their offense. Now, here in this city, when we've watched the Drew Brees, Sean Payton offensive machines over the past decade and a half, one of the things that we have always wrung our hands about this time of the year was, well, you know, the offense is playing well. Be nice if we had a defense that was playing some complimentary football. You might actually have a shot to win a Super Bowl. We're talking about that in 2013, even though the defense that year was in the top five in most statistical categories. Certainly we're talking about it in 2011 when the Saints offense was setting all sorts of records. Defense was struggling. 2010, defense was struggling. Went up to Seattle in the playoffs, lost a football game because the defense couldn't stop anybody. Beast mode run. Saints get eliminated. And we're talking about that for the next 7 months. So now all of a sudden, the Saints, objectively, if you look at almost any statistical category on the defensive side of the football in the last 5 weeks, the Saints are in the top 10 and usually in the top 5 in those categories. Sacks, turnovers, points per game allowed, yards allowed, rushing yards. Finally, we see a team that has been constructed in a way that they are not only capable of winning a Super Bowl, but right now in Las Vegas, they're the favorites to win a Super Bowl. And this goes to the point that fans always want to find something to complain about. The Saints could go 16-0 in the regular season, and somebody would be talking about, well, they don't have wide receivers. Well, they don't have a tight end. Boy, the cornerbacks don't look very good. Boy, Eli Apple's struggling. Boy, Drew Brees only threw for 207 yards this game. Something's wrong with him. The Saints have played 13 games heading into week 15 of the season. They are 11-2, surpassing already their projected win totals in Vegas and pretty much everywhere for the season. They're sitting in the top spot in the NFC. They have a top five offense in almost every single category out there. They've got a top five defense in a lot of categories, in most categories out there, especially if you're talking about the last 10 weeks of the season. And now we're going to complain because a two-week stretch in late November and December against maybe the league's best defense right now on the road in Dallas in their third game in 12 days, and then on the road in a wet slop fest in Tampa Bay when they put up 28 points, and we're going to sit here and waste breath talking about ridiculous things like, well, the Saints' offense are falling apart. Get out of here with that. That's just absurd. And you know what? I completely agree with Deuce. People who think that way, you're spoiled. You've been spoiled by how good this offense has been, not just this year, but the last 15 years, last 13 years anyways. I don't know what you expect. If you expect an NFL team, I don't care what NFL team it is, if you're going to be unhappy unless your NFL team goes out there and puts up 40-plus points every single day, I got to tell you, you're going to be pretty disappointed most of the time. So take an objective look at what's going on here with this Saints team. They're in position to get home field advantage in the playoffs. They're Vegas favorites to win the Super Bowl. They finally got a defense that on all three levels looks pretty darn good. And I include the secondary right now, the way they played the last few weeks. So if you're one of those naysayers out there that's shaking your fist about the Saints losing a football game when they were playing their third game in a couple of weeks in Dallas and then putting up 28 points on the road against a divisional rival in the rain and the slop, we got to take a good look in the mirror and figure out when you're ever going to be happy, because it ain't happening. It's one of the best Saints teams, maybe the best Saints team that has ever been constructed. And if you're not happy now, and if you're going to sit here and complain and hand-wring and nitpick right now, I have no idea when you're going to be happy. You've become a fan base, and I'm not saying it's all you out there, but if it's not you, you certainly know some of your friends, family, other fans, coworkers who are like this. You're never going to be happy, and you have become spoiled. And it's not a good look. It's really not a good look. We'll go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, let's light up the phone calls. We'll take your calls on this, and we'll get into the MVP race, Breeze versus Patrick Mahomes. It's the last lap just getting started tonight. I'm Seth Dunlap. 504-260-1870 is the phone number. Text line is 870-870. All right, welcome back to the show. Nick Underhill coming up second half of the hour. I also want to throw into the mix here the MVP race debate between Patrick Mahomes and Drew Brees, and that is our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. Who's the NFL's MVP, Brees or Mahomes? And I really want to know right now who's the NFL MVP, not who you think it is. And I'll make this simple for me. Now, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was writing, I was sitting here on this program saying, boy, at that point, it wasn't close. Drew Brees was running away with this award. There's still plenty of time left. But anybody who thought in week 10 and week 8 that Patrick Mahomes was leading this two-horse race, they were out of their minds. Now, I'm going to be objective about this. And you aren't going to like to hear this, but I think this is true. Right now, if the vote were held today, my vote would go to Patrick Mahomes. It just would. Patrick Mahomes has 647 more yards than Drew at this point. He's thrown more touchdowns than Drew. A dozen more, 43 to 31 at this point. Yards per attempt is higher. Now there's 3 weeks left here. If the Chiefs lose a couple of games, Mahomes, who does have 11 interceptions, a couple of fumbles lost, and he's fumbled 8 times, miraculously, has his team's recovered 6 of those, keeps piling up the turnovers. Chiefs lose a couple of games. They fall back out of the one seed. I think Drew wins this award. And there's still 3 weeks left. This race isn't over yet. I'll be the only one probably in this market. I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth, but I always try to be objective about this because it drives me nuts sitting in Kansas City and all those national guys who in week 8, week 10, when it wasn't close, when Drew was winning this award, they're trying to make cases for Patrick Mahomes because he was the flashy new toy. Well, he's been sensational the last few weeks, and quite frankly, Drew hasn't. Drew would tell you this. So right now, my MVP ballot would be Mahomes 1, Drew 2, Aaron Donald 3, and Andrew Luck 4. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. Still plenty of time for this. Let's get to your phone calls on this, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Joshua. You want to talk a little Drew Brees. Joshua, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Look, I'm good.
I'm going to be quick, but I just want to make one comment about the fans before I get to Drew Brees. You know, it's kind of like the ones that are giving up on the Saints offense already. It's kind of like looking at yourself in the mirror every day. You're more critical because you watch the Saints all the time. I think they got to kind of let that go and understand that you're going to be more critical of yourself when you see yourself every day. Even though other people might think you're beautiful, you may notice more of your flaws.
Yeah.
So that's just something, you know, that's the way I look at it. So about Drew Brees, though, I think that I am definitely like you. You kind of stole some of my thunder, man. The last 3 weeks, it was definitely Drew Brees. But you got to give it to Mahomes right now. However, I think that the media is extremely biased because in 2009, what they're doing with Patrick Mahomes, this is why I think Drew Brees should win it. They did to Drew Brees. They messed over Drew Brees and gave the award to Peyton Manning, where Drew Brees killed him in every statistical category.
Yep, he did. And I'll tell you this, Josh, in 2011, it was the same thing with the Drew Brees versus Aaron Rodgers conversation. Drew Brees, more touchdowns, more yards, higher completion percentage. But it was Aaron Rodgers who won that award. I don't think the voters are consistent at all. Now, I do actually think, Joshua and everybody, that Drew's going to get a little bit of the, I guess, old man's vote, the sympathetic vote, because he's never won one. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So that's going to come and play in Drew's favor here the last 3 weeks, and he's got a chance to make a statement on Monday Night Football this coming week. Thanks for the call, Joshua. Let's go to Joe in Baton Rouge. You want to talk a little Drew Brees. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, you're on.
First, hey, Seth. I called in the other day about Notre Dame, and first of all, Tigers taste great with the Irish whiskey injected into their hindquarters, so I'll leave it at that. Number two, Drew Brees, easily, his turnovers, much less than Mahomes. Let's go with that. Had a great coach in college who told me, son, if you put cat poo in an oven, it is not a cake. So Mahomes and everybody else can go to bed.
Well, now hold on here, Joe. That's not fair. Mahomes isn't, you want to use that analogy, cat poo. I understand he's got more turnovers. He does. 11 interceptions to Drew's 4, 8 fumbles to Drew's 5. That'll come into factor here. Thanks for the call, Joe. We're going to squeeze in more of your calls than Nick Underhill in 10 minutes. We've moved Nick Underhill back just a little bit. I want to get all these phone calls, so Nick will come up at 8:40 just after that, talking a little Saints with us. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jack and Metairie, welcome in to the last lap, Jack.
Yes, Drew Brees, I mean, over the last few years, I mean, he's got a lot less interceptions this year and everything. And when you got the horses behind you, you don't have to throw a whole bunch. You just got to depend on those horses. And one other thing I want to get in before I hang up. Just like the New York Yankees, when they never hit no home run hitters, like they hit 280 hitters, they always seem to make it to the World Series. So, you know, you just depend on the people behind you and right outside of you.
No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it, Jack. The quarterback in the NFL, that position, you're as much a product of the people around you as you are your talent and your performance. I think that proved it during the 7-9 seasons here. Drew didn't have enough talent around him, certainly on the opposite side of the football. Still putting up big numbers. The offense was, but they weren't winning. And he wasn't going to sniff anywhere near close to that MVP award when they were going 7-9. Charlie, in Slidell. Charlie, you're on the last lap.
Hey, good evening. How you doing? Let's just get straight to it. Drew Brees is the MVP. The NFL is always looking for a new person to be the new face of the NFL. Drew's old. Won a Super Bowl, which Mahomes done. He just lit up the scoreboard and had a great year.
Well, Mahomes, let me stop you there. I'll let you finish. Let me stop. No. I'm not going to let you come on if you're going to throw stats like that out there and not be honest about this, Charlie. Patrick Mahomes has 43 touchdowns to Drew's 31. Patrick Mahomes has 4,300 yards to Drew's 3,463. So, that's the facts here, Charlie.
Right, and the turnovers are?
I've talked about the turnovers, and I said that works against him. That's why I think this is still a two-horse race, and Mahomes, if he only had 4 interceptions like Drew, he'd be running away with this thing, but he's not because of those turnovers.
Well, we're just going to let it go at that. The media, the big-time media hasn't really picked up on this Drew Brees thing here. It showed a little bit on Monday night, had the big celebration. You know, we're breaking these records. But, you know, that's fine. We're going to Atlanta. We're going to go down there and whoop that butt. And we are going to bring back trophy back here. And guess what? Bobby, we definitely got to do number 2. Buddy D said he'd wear a dress on Bourbon Street. Let's do it again. Hey. I'm ready to do it. You in with me, Seth?
Hey, I'm in with you. I'm out there. I'm out there with you, Charlie, if that happens. No doubt about it. I'm sure Bobby will, too. And that's the thing here. If the Saints come home with a Lombardi trophy, nobody's really going to care if Drew finishes second to Patrick Mahomes in the MVP race. I mean, it might bother you a little bit, but, I mean, really? Robert in New Orleans. Welcome into the last lap, Robert.
Hey, Seth, what's happening, man?
Hey, nothing, man. Thanks for listening. What's up?
Man, I've been listening to you for a while, and I hadn't called in a few years. I just want to make a comment on, and I'm going to be brief about, David. I hear a lot of talk about Dallas defense and Chicago defense and everything, and I look up, and I went back 5 games. Dallas scoring defense is 95, Chicago is 94, and over 5 games, period, the Saints only gave up 65. So why are international media giving the Saints defense no love?
Well, I don't want them to give the Saints defense any love because I want them to keep flying under the radar of everybody out there. Now, they're not going to fly under the radar of these offensive coordinators and opposing teams coming in. They're going to realize here that over the last 5 weeks, like you just pointed out, Robert, Saints are the number one scoring defense in the National Football League. They had the most sacks in that time in the National Football League. They're playing excellent football. They have turned, over the last 10 weeks, they have turned into one of the 5 best defenses in the NFL in most categories. That's just a fact. I don't care if the national media isn't picking up on that. Let them not pick up on it. Frankly, on that one, I don't care. There's no awards for the best defense in the league, and we know none of the Saints' defensive players here are going to come close to Aaron Donald for one of the Defensive Player of the Year awards. So, man, I don't really care about that, Robert. Neither should you. Let him keep overlooking him. How about Josh in Uptown? Josh, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having my call. Love the show. There's something people aren't talking about. Alex Smith, I know last year he did almost the same thing with the Chiefs. Maybe not statistically. I understand the touchdowns and all these, you know, big plays from Hill and Kelce are really, you know, very nice to watch. But I think that Mahomes is not a system quarterback, but I think that he's got the right setup. He's got Reed. He has the best tight end in football. He's got the fastest player in football. I mean, he had one of the best running backs in football. I think we overlooked that. I think that we need to look away from the statistics and look at the actual system that he's in. So stop forgetting. When did most valuable equal stats? So anyway, thank you.
Yeah, and it shouldn't always equal stats. Jod, I agree with you there. And there's absolutely no doubt that Mahomes is benefiting not only from the players around him like Tyreek, but also Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been one of the best offensive minds in this league for 20 years. But just to correct something here, just for comparison, last year, Alex Smith finished with 26 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes right now has 43. Alex Smith finished with 4,042 yards through the air. Right now, with 3 weeks to go, Patrick Mahomes has 4,300. This MVP race isn't over. Still 3 weeks to go. Drew has a Monday night primetime game this week against Carolina. He's got, I believe, the America's Game of the Week. It'll be featured nationally next week against Pittsburgh. He'll have 2 opportunities here to jump back up to the top spot. And I think if the Saints win out and he plays well, 300-plus yards, limits the turnovers the last 3 weeks, and the Chiefs and Mahomes lose a couple of games, I think Drew will vault back to the top of that list. And let me leave you with this. The experts in Vegas disagree. If you heard my sports flashes earlier tonight, you'll know this. But Drew Brees today, right now, is minus 400 in Vegas to win the MVP award. That means he is 1-4, not 4-1, 1-4 to win the MVP award. Vegas is really bullish on Drew winning this award. And maybe they're white. All right. We'll find out at the end of the season. I'm Seth Dunlap. We got to take a break here. When we come back, Nick Underhill will join us, the advocate, to break it all down. Seth Dunlap here. It's the last lap on WWL. All right. Let's go to Miss Carroll. Thanks for holding on, Miss Carroll. I only have 35 seconds, but I'll give you till the break. Go ahead.
Well, all I got to say, Mr. Dunlap, is the Saints are phenomenal, and I'm pulling for Drew Brees, and he has been phenomenal as well. And I'm not worried about, I'm concerned about the Pels. They're going to get it together. I appreciate what they're doing, but the thing is consistency.
Yeah, which they're really struggling. Thanks for the call, Miss Kara. We're going live Facebook, WWL Radio Facebook page next hour. We talk more NFL playoffs.